Yo, real quick. Comes at you. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I'm Cody. And joining us today is Adam. Oh, you're gonna say something.
As always, yeah,
I'm so used to someone waiting forever to say their fucking name on this show.
I know how this works.
Making sure, because
I've been on here like three times.
Our other person does not. He likes to pause in between stuff and make people wait because he's a jerk. I can say that because he's listening to the show.
That's also true.
Yep. Thanks for the downloads. Speaking of downloads.
Yeah.
Mike, have you watched Lost in Space yet?
Yeah.
All of it?
Nope.
How much? Any of it?
None of it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Fair enough.
He's watched as much as he's read that book.
Yeah, I've done both equally amounts.
Yep. Which is zero. 0%.
0% out of 0% is 100% of not doing it. So I'm basically done.
Nope.
Yep.
No, that's
not how that works at all.
That's math.
No.
You make the number, say whichever you want.
Nope.
It's fine.
No.
You can't have 100% of nothing.
Yeah, because if you never bat, you're not batting 1,000.
Yeah.
But I'm not batting a zero.
You are, actually.
You are.
If I haven't batted, I just haven't batted.
But zero. Still, it has to be a thing there. So you have a dash.
Nope.
Yeah, you have a dash.
Nope. Not even in
on
that
the back book. Of your,
not
your
even
card.
Not in that record book.
The back of your card, when it says batting average, is a dash.
Yep.
Anyway, tell me about Lost in Space.
So it's about a family who gets lost in space.
What?
Done.
Shocking.
Right?
There's a robot.
There's for a sex? Of
speaking of which, did you like... not yet. Did you like how they did the twist with the robot?
Which twist?
The fact that it wasn't, like, with them. Like, it wasn't a robot from their ship.
Oh, yeah. No, that was really good.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was an alien robot.
But I also like how it wasn't also just them that got lost.
Yeah, it was because you have a big cast. At first, I thought I was afraid that's how it was. I was like, this kind of sucks.
Yeah,
you know?
That they're jumping right into like the monster of the week type stuff.
Yeah, I was like right away. But I do like the way they did the show. I was really confused at first.
Yeah,
because it started off and I was like, did I hit episode 3 or something? Because they're already lost.
Mm-hmm.
I expected to like, see a launch and like some buildup, but they're just like, nah, we lost, suckers. And I was like, I guess we're jumping right in. And then you get the flashbacks of their stuff. Like,
and it was telling
cool.
you how they
how everything happened.
About.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But they get right into the bad stuff happening to them, real goddamn quick.
Oh my god!
I was like,
that
yo,
family is fucked up, yo.
Yeah.
Their luck. Oh my god, awful.
That's no, you unluck. You forgot the UN at the beginning of that.
Yeah.
Because what they have is not bad luck. They have unluck.
Yeah.
That's how terrible it is. Yeah, I don't know whose baby they punch to make karma hate them as much as they do, but baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they did a really good job. The special effects are fucking...
Phenomenal.
Really good.
Yeah.
Like, these are like some of the best I've seen ever on a TV show.
Yeah, movie quality.
Yeah, it was crazy. And there's a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, oh. And like, there seems to be a lot of practical effects with like the chariots and the Jupiters themselves.
Which have to be expensive to
design. Re-engineering a fucking car to drive. I mean, granted, they make it look like it drives faster than it actually does, probably. But still, like, it's a legit, like...
Actual vehicle.
Vehicle. With big old wheels and doors that come open and multiple seats and a hatch on the roof. I was like, this is, like, that's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't them, like, in this little box that the camera shot around with a green screen. Like, they were actually somewhere in a vehicle physically driving places.
Yeah.
And not just one, not just two. Every single Jupiter has one.
Mm-hmm.
And we at least know there's like 18 Jupiters.
No, there's like 20 something.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. But yeah, no, the story's really cool because they, instead of just being them as the family going into space, the whole story in this one, spoiler alert, by the way, if you haven't watched it yet, I'm going to ruin it for you. A meteorite is about to hit Earth. They see it as a meteor, coming towards Earth. And they can count down, like, it's like trajectory's not changing. It's heading like right here. Like it's going to hit us. We're on an intercept course. We can't like slow the planet down because we'll all die. We can't speed up because we'll all die. And we don't have any way of, it's too close for us to do anything with it. So it's going to hit us. And they're like, shit. So they have to figure a way out because by the size, the mass of the meteor, when it hits, even if some of it burns off, they're essentially saying that it's going to kill off the Earth. That's how big it is. They're like, we have very little time. And it was a year, right? And he said, because it was a Christmas star. Well, it was less than a year because it hit, and then there was because it was already going through when by the time they left the planet, the devastation of the planet.
Why didn't they just drill a hole in it?
I think they might have tried that, but Bruce Willis was busy.
So was Aerosmith.
Thanks, Bruce.
Yeah, look, Bruce, what are you making? Death Wish 2? Like, it's like, are they making Death Wish 2?
I'll watch it.
Oh, I'm gonna watch it. But yeah, no. So that they call it the Christmas Star, because it happens on Christmas, and so they the focus on the Robinsons, mainly because they're really interesting, but also because the wife is a astrophysicist. No, I'm sorry.
What's my degree?
Yep, that's the one. It's not the physicist one. It's the other one.
Aerospace engineer.
But she's like really good aerospace engineer.
Oh, so
like she has a job.
I thought I put that on silent.
Thanks for you, buddy.
Answer it.
Silence the one that goes down.
Answer it.
Now we'll get no, it in it. A little bit.
That would have been fun.
Are they telling your car's ready?
Yeah, probably. They'll leave the message, you'll see it.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. So she's a aerospace engineer. So she actually designs the Jupiters and the Resolute, which is the bigger ship they all attach to. That isn't made to land. It's actually made to go back and forth between the Alpha Centauri and Earth as they go through. And are they the 24th?
Yeah, they're the
group
24th,
right? Because yeah. That's what his shirt says, or the patches always say.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're group 24. So there's already 23 other sets of colonists either there or on their way there. And we know there's some already on Alpha Centauri because they talk about it.
There's someone already there, and they've mentioned because what's his name, the mechanic, had been there.
Don West
had been there and back. So this particular ship has gone multiple times.
Yeah, the Resolute. We don't know if there's more than one. We just know that one has gone multiple times because it's dropped off other colonists and stuff. But they add a lot of cast because there's other Jupiters, which are not all just families, but mostly families. And not all of them survive the crashes.
Yeah.
That's super obvious because they essentially seat six and, or is it eight? How many seats here? I think it's six, right, at the table? Because there's only five of them, of the Robinsons.
I don't know.
I think there's an extra chair at one point.
I don't know. I didn't pay attention.
Yeah.
It's a relatively large table, but
yeah.
I haven't been paying attention.
But what happens, again, spoiler alert, is there's some kind of eruption and breach of the hull on the bigger ship that carries all of them. And what you find out is a alien breaks through a wall and starts murdering people on camera, which I was not ready for.
No.
Like, I was like, oh, cool. And he's just literally shooting beams of light, like burning beams of light through people. And I was like, oh, this here alien is mad.
Yeah.
He is the upset. And he is letting everybody know. And so he's murdering away through people. And there's an alert to get to your Jupiters. And then there's an explosion. And you see this blue thing of light shoot out of what I think is a reactor. And it bursts open a black hole, and everybody who's trying to escape off their Jupiters gets sucked through the black hole, and then that's when they start crashing on this unnamed planet.
It wasn't really
planet.
A black hole. Sort of just, at the time, you didn't really know what it was.
Yeah.
It was some sort of just hole in space that they all just got sucked through.
Mm-hmm. Sucked through?
Yeah, and then they started crashing on to the planet.
The unnamed planet.
Yeah.
And then all sorts of bad shit starts to happen. Very bad shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
The robot comes in.
Robot kills the alien?
No, the alien kills the robot. The robot.
The robot is the robot?
No, the robot is the alien.
Oh shit. And the alien robot is the robot. Aliens?
He is kind of right though.
What?
His first statement. The robot kills the alien.
Well, in a way, sort of. We don't know if it's dead.
Is that what the whole show is? Because I'll definitely go home and watch it right now if it's just robots fighting aliens.
No.
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 Well, technically it is, because the humans are aliens to the robot. So yes, it is.
Okay. But it's not the whole show fighting.
It's not the whole show. But there's a lot of that.
I'm in.
is really good.
It's a really good show.
Yeah.
It's super fun.
You guys want to talk about how you cried a lot during the last episode?
Oh, it wasn't just the last episode, sir.
I don't cry.
He weeps.
Oh, I'm sorry. You, what, man?
I cried. I cried in the break room at work watching an episode that wasn't the finale.
That's embarrassing. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Nope.
Shaq comes over to UK. I'm like, yeah. He's like, you're crying. I was like, I know. He's like, no, out loud. I was like, I'm sorry.
Did he offer you a hug?
He's like, you okay, man? I was like, yeah, it's the show I'm watching. He's like, okay. I was like, I didn't realize that actually it was audible. I'm sorry. I had headphones on. I couldn't hear myself. I was
like, hey, some girl is crying in the break room. Can you go check on that?
And I was like, yeah, she should shut up.
Yeah. I'll try to keep it down.
Yeah, I'll try to keep it down. I'm sorry. I thought one of the parents was going to die. Like, I literally thought, like...
There's multiple times that they make it seem like one of the main cast is going to die. But the last time they do, you're 90% sure they're dead already.
Second to last time. I'm not talking about...
Second to last time, yeah.
I'm talking about the tar pit. Like, well, I literally thought, like...
That, like, I thought that... I was wondering if they would, but I didn't think they would.
Oh, I was like, oh, things would happen.
So well, I'm saying that,
like,
yeah.
7 episodes in, I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Like, this is going to be very bad for this family.
That was such a good character moment, really.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. Holy Christ. Built up to that relationship so well.
Mm-hmm.
So the parents are actually on the outs. They are, like, borderline getting ready to split up because of it. So the dad is in the military. He's a special ops. And he actually, for the third time, re-upped to go back to wherever they end up sending him to. They don't specify as, like, Afghanistan or anything like that. They just say somewhere, but be deployed somewhere. So the mom kind of is upset at him, and she decides that because the Earth is dying and they have an opportunity to go, they're going to test out for the mission, the Jupiter group. And so she doesn't even basically tell him about that. She just has all the kids tests. She tests, fudges one of them because he fails. Mm-hmm. He will. Only on one test, though. The rest of those stuff he aced, it was just the stressed one. And so she just sends him a letter saying, hey, like, I need you to sign this because I'm taking your kids with me to another galaxy. And he's like, what now? And so, like, we don't know really how it worked. Did he, like, leave? Did he somehow able to get out of it or what happens? But he ends up going with them. And obviously passes because he's a fucking ranger, essentially. So I'm pretty sure he's, you know, really good at stress and really, in ways, smart. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's, you know, that whole thing of the tar pit was just rough. I was like, yikes.
I really liked his character. Such a fucking badass.
Dude, he's so badass, dude. Yeah. It's a guy from, you ever seen, well, you probably never seen the pirate show on Starz called Black Sails?
Nope.
He's the main captain, or main character from that. Yeah, that's where I know him from.
Nice.
Yeah, I liked him in that show too. And I heard he was in this. I was like, "Well, this dude's gonna murder motherfuckers," and he does.
He does.
Yeah,
but I like his kids.
Fucking eels. He comes back like, "God, anymore?" I was like, "Jesus Christ, man!"
That was fucking fantastic. Yeah, we need to buy some time. Hold on. And he just pulls out his knife and yeah, goes walking off down there. And you're like, "Is he gonna go fight these eels?" Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's gonna go fight these eels.
And he does.
Yeah. What was it later in the series too, when the one ship with the only fuel is about to take off, and he gets hit in the face with the crowbar and then just knocks the other guy out. Yeah. But his family's like, "Oh, what happened to your face? Well, I get hit with the crowbar. What did the other guy look like?" I was like, "Oh, that's hilarious, that's
fantastic, yeah." And Dr. Smith's like, "Bitch,
I hate her so fucking much." But it speaks to the fact that the actress, I'm not sure who it is absolutely phenomenal at it. You could see
Parker Posey
in her facial expressions when she's lying and when she knows that she's been caught and then, like, slowly starts lying and like, almost trying to believe it herself.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
So ridiculous.
The kids are really good.
The kids are phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no issues with any of their acting at all.
I was kind of worried that, like, Will was going to be, like, the weak point, because that's a really rough character.
It is.
But he does a really good job.
Yeah.
That kid's really good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so in the back to the whole alien robot thing, at one point they crash land the in the first episode when they're crashed, they're trying to get out and they're on this frozen mountain, and the ship starts to sink, so they're trying to get a bunch of stuff out to survive and seal the ship up, but it doesn't really work out that well, and it falls into the ice, and then the ice freezes real quickly because they're in very cold temperatures, and so the ship is in danger of being frozen, so one of the kids has to go down into the freezing water to try to get batteries out so they can survive, using the batteries for energy for heat and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And so Will freezes up because he's the smallest, he's going to be able to fit in the hatch, but his sister goes down instead because she can at least swim to the other door and get what they need and come back out. Well, she's on her way out and it starts to freeze and she gets stuck in the ice, but she's in her spacesuit, so she at least has oxygen, but it's only like 5 or 6 hours. Jeez. So they have to find a way to get her out, but it's too thick to chisel through and it keeps freezing over. So Will says, oh shit, like that's magnesium that's burning up there. We can get some of that and we can help melt the ice to help get her out. The real problem is the mom has a fractured leg from the accident, so she's immobile, and then she ends up passing out because of the buildup of blood pressure in her leg, and so they have to do like surgery on her there, which is crazy because the Judy, the one that's frozen in the ice, she's the actual doctor.
Yeah.
And she's frozen in the ice, so she can't help, so she has to talk Penny through how to do it, and it sounds terrible.
Yeah.
She's like, you have to cut open her leg, right? You have to feel around where it's, if it's soft, we have time. If it's hard, we need to do this now. She's like, yeah, it's hard. Like the leg is hard. She's like, okay, get the scalpel and you have to press real hard. Go deep. You have to go from the knee to the ankle.
But she does it, and she just goes straight there, and she's like, okay. And Penny's like, what do I do next? Okay. Do it three more times. It was like, oh
yeah. It was fucking crazy. I was like, okay, this is weird. But they throw in some cool dynamics of the fact that, like, the oldest Robinson daughter isn't actually his. And she's obviously from a previous marriage that the mother had. I don't even know if it's a marriage. But
I don't know. They never actually explained it.
Yeah, she's at one point, they eventually say that she's not my he's not my biological father.
Well, no, it's him saying she's not my biological daughter. But she's the most like me.
Yeah.
And that's when, you know, that's actually the last episode where
you're talking. Well, she talks about how he was there since she grew up. So she was part of, like, I don't know if she was adopted by them or if she belongs to the mom and another guy or whatever it is, but because she's black.
Mm-hmm.
So you really, right away, he's like, I don't know what this is because they're all white. She's half for sure. So I don't know if like that's her biological mother, and there's another a dude that is no longer there. I don't know what it is. We don't tell you in this season at all, but they give you eventually because at first I was like, well, obviously she's adopted. I just don't know how adopted she is. Fully adopted, half adopted. How does it work? I don't know.
Partially adopted.
Yeah. Well, it has to be. I mean, if it's just his, partially adopted. But yeah, no, they do a really, really good job with the characters and the. They use a lot of surface devices. A lot of surface devices. Mm-hmm. I was like, we made it. We're in the future. We made it to space, guys. We're good. We can just sit back. We know we're in space. We're lost in space, but we're in space. I mean, that's better than most, right? I didn't see no Apple products.
Yeah.
Right now.
Suck it.
Yeah.
Suck it, Apple.
It's funny, though, because like when they first got in the chariot, I don't know if you noticed this or not, the heads-up display in front of the steering wheel is a surface that's in a mount.
Yeah.
Then the keyboard is Microsoft's Bluetooth foldable keyboard.
Oh, that I didn't recognize.
Yeah, so she unfolds it, right? And I was like, that's our keyboard. That's like the number one best portable Bluetooth keyboard you can get, like, on the market. It works for everything Bluetooth. iPads, phones that support Bluetooth keyboards, computers. But yeah, I was like, that's hilarious.
Nice.
We got our stamp on this one. But yeah, no, I'm just upset that it was only 10 episodes.
Yeah, I was shocked by that because I was just sitting there after the first
day. It seems to be the new norm now.
I kind of wanted it to be 13. I was like, give me three more.
Yeah.
But it got 10. A lot of them are,
because they all kind of started at 13. Yeah. And now a lot of them are just like, oh, we could tighten it up a little bit more and go to 10.
Yeah. And it's your story. Because the nice thing about Netflix is they give you that freedom to go back. I mean, most of the Marvel ones are 13. Like Stranger Things was 8 and then it was 9, it's going to be 8 again. So like they're, you know, doing that, but it's a nice way that you're not forcing people to make filler episodes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not making a Lost out of it. Or like, you know, if you do a procedural show like Law and Order or a Monster of the Week one, it's a lot easier to do. But like when it's an actual like ongoing story that's being built every episode, cuz like this one wasn't, to me, it wasn't really a Monster of the Week one.
No.
It was a every episode was more of like a, hey, here's a new challenge because we're finding out these things, but it's just building on top, and it's like instead of being a pyramid this way, it's a pyramid this way, because every time they find out something new, more shit is gonna happen, like more worse things are gonna happen, like, oh hey, this planet seems pretty cool, we can at least take our time to find a way off. Oh, by the way, for some reason we've noticed that the seasons are a little different here and the days are like longer, we don't know why. Maybe we're just like transitioning from like winter to summer or whatever. Nah, it's cool. There's a black hole on the other side of the sun, and we're gonna be pulling into it, and it's gonna kind of change our rotation on this sun, this star that the planet goes around, and we're eventually gonna run too close to the sun. It's gonna burn all life off of the planet.
Yep.
And it's not the first time. Nope. That's how this planet lives, because the life cycles are so quick, and they're like, oh shit. That sucks. And, like, the whole waterfall episode was really funny.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Because they go to the cave, they see the beautiful waterfall, and then Penny makes a note of it. She's like, I'm going to bring that boy back here. She's ready to bone.
Oh, seriously.
She's ready to be down.
Nice. Space
yeah.
sex.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, for sure. So she brings this guy here, fully intently on tricking his ass into making out, if not going to Bone Town. Bone Town? You know what I mean? And they walk up, and he's like, yeah, the beautiful water, and it's just rocks. And empty, the water had evaporated. She's like, this is horseshit. And she was like, I was gonna fake fall in, so you had to rescue me, and then we were gonna kiss. Now it's all ruined. I was like, yeah, she was gonna take your flowers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mike knows what I'm talking about.
At what?
Yeah. Yeah, you might have taken some flowers today. Somewhat deflowered. Not gonna name any names.
Starbucks.
Joe.
Starbucks.
Mike took Starbucks. Flowers.
Yeah, I totally fucked Starbucks today, guys.
Yeah, he took them flowers.
Yeah.
Deflowered the shit out of that.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, yeah, Equalizer 2 comes out in July.
Nice.
Officially, by the way.
Can't wait.
On a similar note.
Is there a trailer for that yet?
No, we just have a poster and a couple pictures. Him just pointing a gun at someone who's literally going to die. Like, this is all there's two things you see in this picture. Denzel Washington and a death device. That death device is not the gun, Denzel Washington. Because he's going to deal out death. Doesn't have to do with the gun. He can do this real little crooked pinky.
Holding other little Denzel Washingtons and throwing them at people.
Dude.
That'd be amazing.
So did you read Space Team?
Oh, is that in there?
Yeah.
I didn't read it.
Did Mike write this book under like a pen name?
Yo. It is the most ridiculous thing ever. And it blatantly steals from other stuff, and it knows it, and it does not care. Does not care at all. It's good. like the whole Babelfish thing. He's like, yeah, forget it. I was like, no, it's exactly what it is. You literally just told us that you stole this from someone else, and I'm okay with it. Yeah, it's fantastic. If you don't know what I'm talking about a book called Space Team. It's a book series.
Team in space.
It is. And it's about a space chair.
Space Jam?
No.
Oh.
No. Because they're actually in space.
Yeah, it's a team in space.
No. This is a space team.
Oh.
Just...
this guy.
Fuck Adam. They don't play basketball. They save the galaxy, so you don't have to. It's the tagline of the book. Except for they scratch out save and put destroy.
Nice.
It's pretty funny. Or ruin, I think. I can't remember what it was, but yeah. That book is really funny. You should all read it.
I'm going to start it today.
Yeah.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
Just remember, you're going to start Lost in Space.
Remember when we were trying to get him to read Ready Player One, and he bought it, and he just like sat there.
Yeah.
And sat there. Uh-huh. And sat there. And eventually he read it, and it took, what, 2 days?
It's so amazing.
Yeah.
It didn't take me very long.
This is less than that.
Yeah.
You can get through this.
So that means I could wait a little bit longer than I did.
No, because I want to talk to him about it, and I know he's not going to read, because he's reading like three
books. I'll have
already.
It read by next week.
Actually, I'm only reading one book. Great.
What book are you reading?
Eaters of the Dead.
Oh, that was a good one.
No, no, that one.
Yes, you do.
Do I?
Yes, you do.
Oh, I do know that.
Michael Crichton.
Yeah,
Michael Crichton.
That's right.
Made into the movie called 13th Warrior.
It is, yes.
Then the book was released.
Antonio Banderas. That one.
Yeah,
it was entitled Mister Antonio. I can't pick up a Viking sword, so I gotta make my own little bitch ass sword.
rapier.
Whoa, excuse me, sir. That's a controller.
I can't. Controller.
I can't condone that message.
Actually, no.
What are you talking about, Starbucks?
He uses a scimitar in that, right?
In 13th Warrior?
Yeah, in the movie at least.
I don't remember the movie very well. So far in the book, it's putting him more as a non-combatant.
Yeah, let's say
he wasn't really a warrior. So I don't know. I haven't gotten to that part yet.
Yeah. I think it might have been.
I will watch that movie.
It's a short book as well.
Michael Crichton wrote a short book?
Yeah, I'm already like 40 or 50% through. It's only
when
like
did you start it, though?
This past week.
Okay.
It's only like 300 pages.
Okay, yeah, something. That's the same as this one.
Yeah. Well, it's because he didn't fully write it, I guess. It's based off of a actual guy's journeys.
Yeah, it's
so he's taken it and made more of a action kind of retelling of it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
He Homer Odyssey.
I've always forgot how his footnotes are not exactly footnotes, their own chapters.
Yeah, literally.
Like it'll go through.
Dying over there?
I think he is.
I'll be going through that
barbecue.
We had that like 2 hours ago.
Yes.
How's it?
Oh.
A little bit came up. A little bit came back up.
Next time.
I don't know what happened. Jesus. I'm good.
Anyways, back to real things.
But it's pretty funny because
the future corpse.
I don't know how many pages, but the last couple of chapters have been like 17 minutes long, and literally like the last 5 minutes will be like his footnote on what he just talked about. Was just said there. It's like, but it's cool. I'm really digging it. I wasn't sure if I would actually enjoy it because I'm going through almost essentially from the beginning of Michael Crichton. I have read one of his books that he did under his pen name back before he started writing the big blockbuster books. But mostly like I'm doing with Stephen King, I'm just going through and reading his main Michael Crichton novels. All in order.
Ugh.
Yeah, so I got to this one. There wasn't an audio version. There wasn't a whisper sync version of it, so I kind of been holding off on it.
288 pages.
Yeah, so not very long at all.
Yeah, that's not much at all.
So I finally broke down, like, okay, I'll read it. And it's actually, it's really fucking good.
1976.
Yeah, it's a really fucking good book.
Hmm. Are you in Congo after this? No, you read Congo.
I read Congo. That's why I said I was putting off on reading this one, because it wasn't... there was no whisper sync. I was going to move on to was it Jurassic Park next?
After Congo?
Yeah. After Congo? No, it was Sphere.
Sphere's after that. Yeah,
Sphere. And I was debating whether to, because I've already read Sphere, I was debating whether I should actually read it again. And then I just decided, fuck it, I'll just get 13th Warrior / Eaters of the Dead. And I was going to also, because I also like listening to books, even if I'm just reading one, I will buy another one that has whisper sync for Audible, usually because it just ends up being cheaper than buying just the audio version. And just so far, I haven't. So, yeah, one book right now.
I'm proud of you, buddy.
One book.
Proud of you. I'm proud of you. Which ones have you read, though? How far back did you start? Eaters of the Dead is the far back as you're going?
No. With the exception of his the ones that he did under his pen name, I've started from the beginning.
Andromeda Strain is where you started?
Yeah.
Okay. How's Terminal Man?
It wasn't bad. It was
that movie with Tom Hanks.
That's wrong. Yeah. It's a foreigner stuck in a terminal.
Yeah. Terminal Man. No, that's not Terminal Man. wasn't bad. It was really weird, especially since it's I know it was made into a movie?
Yeah.
And I never saw the movie. But I've seen like trailers of the movie, and it's super fucking weird.
Yeah, for sure.
Mainly because I look at it and I see like Lawnmower Man in those types of trailers.
It's very similar.
And so I was kind of thinking that going in, it's going to be like that, but it's not. It's very, because it was written in the 70s, right? Yeah. So it's very like the 70s take on what the future would be. With the ability to stick electrodes into somebody's brain and control them and their feelings and whatnot, but it ends up going haywire, and it causes this guy to just lose his fucking mind and start killing people at random times. Yeah.
Murder, death, kills everywhere.
So it was better than what I thought it would be, yes.
Movie's not great, so.
But it is a fucking Michael Crichton book. It's just like so fucking detailed in his science explanations. But it's good. Yeah.
What about The Great Train Robbery?
That one, I had no idea going into it what it was about, except for the train robbery.
The Great Train Robbery.
The Great Train Robbery. Exactly. Which I didn't know until I started reading it that it was based off of a real train robbery, if I recall right.
Yep.
And it was surprisingly good as well, because it goes through the planning of this train robbery and how during the time basically hinged on them being able to fake this dude's death so that he can be stored in a coffin in the same place as the treasure that they're going after. It was a good book. I mean, I it's been a while since I read it. I'm trying to remember more of it.
All right.
Yeah.
Just wondering, because I only read a few of them, so. I know about them. I haven't really read too many of them.
No, I would say that just...
Seen all his movies, though.
Yeah. I've seen all his movies as well. Well, almost all of his movies. I shouldn't say I have. I literally just said I haven't seen Terminal Man, so.
Don't worry, it's not that great.
No. But Andromeda Strain is fucking amazing.
Yes. You watch the show?
The movie is very...
You watched 70s. The updated show?
No, I didn't.
It was really good.
No.
But I haven't read the books. I don't know if it was like better than, closer to the book than the movie was, because the movie was not.
No?
No. From what I heard. Again, I haven't read the book, so.
I'm sure they. If it's a newer TV series, I'm sure they updated it.
Yeah. It came out a couple years ago on like TBS or TNT or one of those.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong with that channel, but it's on one of those ones, though.
Hmm.
Might have been FX. No, that was The Strain. My bad.
Yeah, that's The Strain with the vampires and stuff. Yeah.
It was a miniseries. Completely different. Yeah, The Andromeda Strain was a miniseries they did. I think it was like, whoa, buddy.
What the fuck are you doing? The
phone's freaking out.
Mm-hmm. The phone was freaking out.
More like you were freaking
out. Oh!
Nailed it.
Sick burn.
Yeah.
Call up Taj.
Why is that? Why would we call up Taj in that situation? Because
he's good with burns.
Okay.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with lotion.
Speaking of lotion,
Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, you put it on the basket. Did you see the next three hosts they announced for Saturday Night Live?
I saw the one that matters.
Tina Fey.
Nope.
Donald Glover.
Donald motherfucking Glover.
Do you know what day it's on?
Nope.
Wednesday,
May 5th.
Oh,
Cinco de Mayo.
Yep.
And may the 5th be with you.
That's right. Oddly enough, and he's
in
a
musical
what?
Guest too.
And he's in a what?
Wink.
Actually, Childish Gambino is a musical guest.
You know what I mean.
It's human people, sir. Just ask him. I don't know what it is. One check. Turning around. It's flipping like a switch. And then, unfortunately, Amy Schumer is hosting. But Tina Fey is on there as well. Speaking of Tina Fey, she's going to be on that David Letterman show next.
That's a good one.
Nice.
Yeah,
I like Tina Fey a lot.
Did you ever get around to watching Whiskey Tango Fox?
No.
God.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
I watch a lot of sports and wrestling.
Well, in between that and
no time
and baiting,
Cody knows how much fucking wrestling happens.
Yo, I was like, oh, I'm gonna catch up on wrestling, and I was like, wait, no, that's not what I meant.
One weekend of wrestling, he wanted one weekend of wrestling, and it took him forever. Wrestling, there's too much wrestling going on.
And that's just WWE wrestling.
Yeah, it's not even Ring of Honor.
That's
or
not
New
Ring
Japan.
Of Honor. That's none of that. So New Japan has just the one big one every month that we get to see, but they have events all the time too.
Yeah.
And there's Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor has weekly TV that you have to watch online because they're only on like seven different states TV channels for some reason. And then the monthly pay per views too.
Yep,
it's too much wrestling.
Then take a break.
I can't take a break.
You
take
can
a
fall break. Behind.
Take a break. I don't know what the fuck's going on at the next pay-per-view.
Yeah, man.
Can't believe you haven't watched Whiskey Tango Foxtrot yet. You love Tina Fey.
I do love me
some. And Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah. Yeah.
Potatoes.
Not really.
A sling blade.
I don't really give a fuck about Billy Bob Thornton.
What?
Yeah.
How dare you?
I said it.
I'm pretty sure that you've said before that you love Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, I'm pretty positive. I don't give a fuck about Majority rules.
Yep.
We know anything from this podcast, majority rules.
Yep.
Make up history.
I guess that's how it goes. I guess
history is written.
Billy Bob Thornton. Thanks for that, guys. I really appreciate it, you sons of bitches.
By the survivors.
By the majority.
Yep. This podcast it is.
Yep.
We can go back. I'll find an episode where I can make it sound like you said you like Billy Bob Thornton more than anybody, a human in the world.
Well, I know that didn't happen.
And, well, you know, creative editing.
Because Danny DeVito's still around, so obviously not more than
Danny DeVito's a very close second.
Danny DeVito is always number one, sir.
More like a human number two.
Oh.
he kind of is like,
he really
when he
dressed
up as Frank, he's like, yo, like that is, if someone were to make a human version of the poop emoji, I'm pretty sure it would be Danny DeVito.
Him as an M&M made me laugh, yeah. Too. Yes. I was like, oh, he's round.
Would red, you eat me?
You eat me? You want to eat me?
I think he gets hit by a bus. Yeah. Anyways, Equalizer 2. Since it comes out in July, we got to get a trailer here pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But speaking of trailers, Mike.
Yeah. We did get the final trailer for something.
We did. What did we get the final trailer for today, Michael? That was a recording today, which is Wednesday.
The new Jurassic World movie. What's it called?
Fallen Kingdom.
Fallen Kingdom.
The new Jurassic World movie.
I was like, Fallen what's Kingdom. The one called?
Welcome Fallen to Kingdom. Jurassic World. When he said that, I was like, goose pimples. That's the British way of saying goosebumps.
Yes, it is.
Sorry.
I'm still apprehensive about this movie,
of course you are.
But way, way less.
Because you a hater.
No, yeah. Sir.
You were a hater.
No, sir.
Such a hater.
It's because I hold the first one in such high regard.
Well, you know, someone doesn't.
Joe hates that movie.
Hates a strong word.
Don't hate it.
Disappointed.
No, he straight up hates that one.
Straight up hates. You hate that movie. You heard it right from Mike's mouth.
I own it.
Yeah, so?
Doesn't mean I hate
you
it.
You own a lot of movies you hate.
No, I don't.
You know, he doesn't own a lot of movies. That's the thing.
It's true.
I own like 80
I've
movies
seen more movies this year than Joe owns.
Ew.
Ayo.
No.
Count Netflix?
Not true.
Count Netflix?
No, he doesn't own those.
No, are you counting the Netflix?
Oh, yeah, movies I've watched, yeah, for sure.
Okay, then yeah, for sure.
How many movies do you own in your iTunes library?
My iTunes? Only like 50.
I have like 88.
I have like 400 something.
Yeah, but you got a bunch from your mom.
No.
From like the download things, didn't you? Did you have a bunch of like Disney movies?
Oh, well,
movies
yes. I put a lot of those on there.
I have a bunch of Disney ones. I think those are my mom.
Yeah, but he, that's
no,
what
I
he
literally,
got from.
I did literally steal yeah, the. No.
She wasn't going to use them. It's not stealing. It's
I'm exactly. not saying it's wrong.
It's liberating for
movies
freedom.
That he didn't.
But
buy.
I have seen.
Oh, you watch them?
Beauty and the Beast, Bambi. Let me.
You watch them on iTunes?
Yes, I have.
Well, you don't have to. It's not a personal challenge. No. Jesus Christ!
It was.
So
it is a personal challenge.
It's very defensive.
It is a personal challenge.
You brought up the hate word, and he got all
you
defensive.
Cut your caffeine down, man. You're getting too uppity today.
You're getting too uppity today.
Whose idea was it to get coffee?
That yours?
Was
a bad your idea?
Yeah.
Well,
who didn't get coffee today?
Cody.
And me.
Dick.
And me. I didn't drink coffee this morning.
I drank coffee this
morning. I have no coffee today, and I'm feeling it.
You tired? You
yeah.
see bitch?
Plus, I have a lot of meat inside me. Someone had to say it eventually. I was hoping his dumb ass was going to say it, but I'll take the bullet.
You take that meat bullet?
Yeah, I do.
Right.
To the meat I still section. Have meat sweats, man. Moving makes me feel like I should probably die.
But before we get into Fallen Kingdom trailer,
yep.
You want to talk about Rampage?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can we?
Yeah.
Please?
Yeah.
That is going to be the most underrated gem of this year. Guaranteed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's this year's Pacific Rim.
Yeah. It literally is. Like Pacific Rim isn't like the first one, not the sequel. Cause like,
oh, okay, that was
a better one.
Because like,
we already got Pacific Rim.
Like Pacific Rim, I was
in
more
terms
geek,
of like great.
I was more geek for Pacific Rim because who was making it.
Yeah,
but I was, as you know, was super excited to see this one because like I like ridiculous movies, and I really hoped it would be like the good ridiculous, not like the Meg ridiculous. You know, where it's like borderline. It's no matter what, it's going to be terrible. But it's going to be like is it
borderline
a good, terrible?
Sci-fi movie.
Yeah, you know, like not Sharknado terrible, but like you know. The Meg terrible. I don't know.
Yeah.
It, you know,
it's
going to
be in its own league of terrible.
Like Deep Blue Sea terrible.
Yeah.
You know?
It's
not a good movie, but it's good to watch.
Yeah. It's watchable.
It's terrible. That's what the Meg's going to be. But Rampage, on the other hand, was so good. It was funny. There was parts where, I'm not going to lie, I was getting ready to cry.
What? You yeah. big pussy? I wasn't at all.
Oh, is that why you took my napkins?
I didn't take your napkins. I used my shirt like a man.
I just got him to admit that he cried.
Yeah. Oh, I came close. They make you care about the goddamn giant monkey.
George. Monkey?
Gorilla.
Yeah.
Jesus. I was trying to say that angrily because I had emotional attachments to him. And when I thought he was dead, I was like,
I thought he was dead twice. It was two times. I was like, oh, he's down. Why? Because he has a giant piece of metal.
Did you
going yeah, in his I back audibly and out his chest?
In yeah, that, in that scene.
But no, I know a scene. I audibly gasped that when the fucking alligator took on Ralph.
Yeah,
and did what alligators do, and I was like, oh, it's gonna. Oh, I think everyone did this either, though. Pops the head right the fuck
this,
off that. Oh,
this movie shit. Spoiler alert. Is so much more violent than you think it's gonna be going okay. into it.
Not
it
just, is
so goddamn violent.
They eat people.
Lots of them.
You see them eat them. It's not like, oh, right. they ate these. Like,
in the video camera, game, they eat people.
That's how you power up, yeah.
Okay.
That's what they did in this.
And there's actually awesome. A scene of George, the giant gorilla, reaching in a building and eating a person. I was like, that's oh, the video shit. Game.
Mike's like, I got what I wanted. That's all I needed. I asked for three things. A big monkey, the rock, and the big monkey eat a human being.
Yeah.
Yes. Got it.
Got one of them multiple times. Yeah. That wasn't the only human George ate.
Mm-mm. Yeah. On camera.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
One was okay. a close up and did not go down easy.
Oh, shit.
I'm not going to say she was a fighter, but man, did he chew.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, the movie was the perfect amount of ridiculous with like just enough story to like get you through it. You know, like they didn't. They weren't trying to be something they weren't. They knew what this movie was going in.
It's I'll put it this way, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. It's the amount of story that you got from Jurassic Park.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's exactly the level it's on. It gives you enough story to know where you're at in this world mm-hmm. and what's happening in this world, and then giant monsters wreak fucking havoc and murder so many people. Like, so many people. On-screen death.
Yeah,
oh, dude. Shit.
It, like, the opening of the movie sets the tone because it's in a space station. In space.
Okay.
Just in a space yeah, station.
Yeah, Rampage is a space movie, Joe. I don't know if you're space listening movie. Or not.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Starts in space. Mm-hmm. That's a space movie.
Should probably go watch it then.
Yeah. And on this space station is nothing but death. A rat who gets contaminated by the Rampage virus. Is literally grows to the size of a human and starts eating its way through the real humans.
Oh, that's scary.
Wow.
Yeah.
And okay. It's not one of those things where it's yeah. like, oh, you hear about this.
There's no, a dead body the camera just floating. Floats
through this wreckage and there's blobs a
hand,
of blood.
There's a hand just
the hand floating. One's the best.
Girl had to oh, move a hand out awesome. Of her way to
so
to
she's climb on her she's on her way to get the specimens because they have to get them out before the because it's gonna blow up. There's like they lost Hulk integrity. It's done, right?
Uh-huh.
So she's like, "No, you don't come back to Earth." Because I control the pod until you bring the specimens. So she has to go through this fucking graveyard of fucking dead people she worked with.
And destruction.
And just like, because it's ripped it through walls, like everything, right?
There's wires, sparks shit. And shit.
So you see this body and she kind of goes away from it. Then you see her, she's coming up, and you see this hand reach out. I'm like, oh, sweet, someone's alive. And it's just the hands.
Just floating across.
With blood. And she goes, out the way. I was yeah. like, dang.
Yeah. And then this scary fucking rat thing gets on. Like, you see it and you hear it in the background. And then when it fucking go full balls to get her, you're like, holy Jesus, this rat is frightening as shit.
It's got, like, porcupine spines on it. Like, it was fucked up looking. So it's covered in blood.
I'm guessing that the movie starts in space.
Yeah, that's where it starts. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's how that's basically how everything happens.
Yeah. That makes sense for just to explain from the trailer. You see the capsule Thanks. Coming just like
yeah.
down.
And she does not make it, by the way.
No, you think no. she makes it.
Yeah. Like, oh, that's how they got there, it. Right? They'd say, you know, we know they broke up, you know, whatever, right? Nah, she doesn't make it. That's the reason they landed in the place they landed because she has them in this case. And they're like, no, the case is going to survive. It's rated for that, right? Mm-hmm. Not when the whole craft she's in literally shreds.
Yeah.
Yes, they could probably, if you took that case that and threw it from a space station. It. And, you know, yeah, because he cracked the glass and it erupted before it hit the atmosphere. So, like, it took all that pressure and it was already lighting on fire and just poof, fireball shredded it. And then you see the capsule shoot off three different directions and that's where the three of them come from.
Damn.
Yeah. I can't stress how violent, like, I'm surprised this movie is not R-rated.
A like 12 more ounces of blood in this movie, yeah, it would have been rated R.
Yep.
Like that's how close it was to having a rated R.
If they would have thrown in the F bomb at least once, probably would have got rated R. Because there was bitches and shit thrown everywhere.
So there was no F.
There was no F at all. Not that I caught.
They did the old gun goes off right as you yell it thing.
Ah, but, so that's how they got away with the PG-13 then.
Yeah.
But
they traded more blood for that rest of that F bomb.
Yeah.
You hear the
It had to be. I can't imagine it not being sent back at least a couple times saying, no, this is rated R.
Rated R. Yeah, they digitally take out this blood or take it.
Yeah.
Just the scene you see in the plane when George breaks out and he starts wreaking havoc, that plane is full of army people.
Right.
Before it crashes. When it crashes,
there's no army people.
There's no army people left.
Oh, so he ate them.
He ate some of them. We think he might have eaten some of them because he was very bloody, but he beat the shit out of everything.
Yeah.
He took a guy on camera, grabbed his torso, and slammed against the wall, the hull of the ship so hard the wall dented.
Oh, nice.
And then the dude slides down. I was like, I'm pretty sure that guy
is
not in the sequel.
How long did Maginello?
Piss poor performance, by the way, because he's in it for 10 minutes.
10 minutes. So he got Steven's gold.
Oh, easily. Yeah, Air Force One for sure. Yeah.
But out of his group,
I wanted to do that.
As a group, he lasted the most.
He did last the most out of his group.
Uriah Faber, part of that group, which was cool to see.
Mike's favorite, or Mike's most disfavorited thug. Like
bit actor guy.
Yeah. We were talking about it. It was funny because we were talking about, I think it was on that last week's show we were talking about it too.
I think so. It might have been like before or after, but there's a dude, I forget his name. He's been in like four different rock movies and a couple other movies. He's always some asshole thug or military or cop guy.
Mm-hmm. Remember Bright?
I haven't watched the whole show Bright.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
I came in on the last 15
minutes. He's in Avatar too. He's like a dickhead soldier in Avatar.
Yeah, he's the main dickhead soldier in Avatar.
Not Lang.
Not Stephen Lang, but like the soldier the young guy, not the captain. Guy. He's bald, usually has a goatee sometimes.
What was he in Bright?
He was one of the four cops they murdered in front of the where they found the wand.
Okay. He played the Rock's brother.
So remember in, there's the girl, the black guy. The one
that died in the flashbacks.
The shorter white guy with a bald head and the tall black, white guy.
Okay.
He's the shorter bald guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in a bunch of stuff, a lot of Rock movies, Fast and Furious things and stuff like
but
that.
But he got taken out, and I was like, yeah!
Mike's like, yeah!
I don't like that guy. He plays a dick and everything, except for like one thing.
Acid for sure.
So yeah, it was super dope though because they sent a military or not military
paramilitary
group down to retrieve the one of the extra container things,
the specimen,
and which they don't know is already infected a wolf.
Okay,
essentially. But they find out real quick that it infected a wolf, and that wolf is killed the rest of the wolf pack. Obviously,
some other wildlife around there.
And then you see it take out Joe Manganiello's entire crew.
Damn.
Violently see it take. There's one point where Manganiello gets separated from everyone, and he's like looking for him, and he walks. He's like in a forest area. He walks through these trees to a little opening, and you see bodies just strewed about.
One of them's ripped in half.
One of them's ripped in half, and you see it from the half gone part.
Damn!
That's where the camera angle is.
Yes, yeah, so you see him open the bush, the thicket, right? And he sees him real quick, and the camera cuts across from that thicket to him, and it's right over the separated body, but it's enough out of focus so you can't see what it is.
But you see blood.
But you see blood.
Yeah,
like there's pools of blood from the bodies. But my favorite part is when they first find the paw print, and they're like, "This is a wolf," and like that dude, that dickbag dude. Takes his hand with his fingers outstretched, puts it over one of the toe pads, and he's like, "I don't think this is a wolf." And then that's when it runs by and just yanks one of them out.
Yeah, dude. It's so goddamn violent.
The rest of the movie, the wolf is just his snout is covered in blood.
Hmm. They explain in the movie, but these animals have other bits of other animals in them too because of the.
Gene splicing
that they do.
Okay.
So that's why the crocodile has like these crazy spikes and looks a little bit different. And that's why the wolf that you see in the trailer at one point kind of has like the squirrel suit wing things.
Right.
And he gets spikes at one point during the...
So he can shoot out of his tail.
So they explain it kind of. They're like, well, this is going to be a cool feature. We'll just throw this little line in there.
Same with Jurassic Park, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, the gene splicing. You
know, yeah. Same idea.
And the fact that they're like stronger than they should be because they have like the...
More resilient.
Yeah.
Okay.
They use shark DNA, right?
Yeah, there's like...
And like shark DNA,
Was it the rhino beetle? Yeah. They even reference at one point, which is technically like pound for pound the strongest, one of the strongest things in the world, but they're only like a big.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, that's a cool little touch to throw that little guy in there too.
That's how they can like pick up a jet that's flying and grab it out of the air, which the force of it should just knock it over, but it catches it like no problem.
Right.
That sort of thing.
So much fun. And then, once you get to the point where they're all in the city and George makes the good guy turn, which is, you know, perfectly reasonable what was going on in the movie.
They explain it in the movie with the science they have.
And then it's like, okay, George is going to start being the good guy and beat the shit out. It's the greatest thing, dude. It's so much fun.
And the alligator's so big.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as badass as that wolf is, and you're thinking this wolf is going to be a pain in the ass for George later on. No, that alligator?
Yeah, I've seen it, yeah. Oh,
okay. That alligator takes that fucking wolf out, like, instantly. As soon as what's keeping them together stops, the alligator just bites his fucking head off, and, like, that wolf's done.
He grabs him, and he does the roll.
Oh, okay.
And where he rolls it, and he literally rolls his body so the wolf's body goes underneath, mm-hmm. and just continues rolling here, and pop off, and the fucking head's just there.
And it just rolls out of his mouth.
Yep, and he just falls. Yeah. I was like, and even the Rock's like, oh shit.
Yeah.
There's another great part too where the Rock's sitting there with his grenade launcher and he's talking to George and they're about to go fight the alligator crocodile thing. And it's like this big heroic, like, let's do this thing. And he's all ready to fire guns and the crocodile does like his dinosaur yell, like his Godzilla yell basically. Mm-hmm. And the Rock's like, oh shit. Like he gets so scared and he like backs up. I was like,
because there's rows of teeth. And then the mouth itself has barbs in it, and the tongue's all gnarly. And I was like, yo, that is one scary-ass giant lizard.
Yeah. For sure. And that fight scene was like, you know, like sometimes these monster movies or big robot movies, you just want to see more, like a longer... That fight scene lasted fucking forever, dude. Like, they were beating out the shit out of each other for like a good solid 10 minutes.
Yeah,
easily. Of that final, like, actual fight scene between them.
Nice.
It was really cool.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I mean, it was really...
But just in terms of, like we were talking about popcorn flicks, dude, it's up there for me, with Pacific Rim in terms of... This Pacific Rim was such a fun movie, and it's the perfect movie theater movie. This is, like, a perfect movie theater movie. And he referenced that somebody pointed out that it was the best popcorn flick since Independence Day. Wow. You start going back, and you're true. Like, yeah, dude, it's up there.
Wow.
Like, it's right there in terms of just pure fun and... movie theater going experience, like,
and they do really good. The pacing of it is super good because it's one of those things where the lulls are funny or terrifying.
Yeah,
like it's like every scene that like Jeffrey Dean Morgan is in is he's just Jeffrey Dean Morgan the shit out of it, right? And he's just like this cowboy, but then like it just gets dark. You're like, oh, this is death, and he's like, oh, it's real. Yeah, but yeah, no, it's.
And Jeffrey Dean Morgan is a good guy, too, which is nice.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's...
Oh, he's an actual good guy? Because in the trailer, he kind of like, has that,
yeah,
like,
you don't know, asshole. You don't know the first couple scenes with him, either.
Okay.
Until shit gets really dire for everybody, then he's like, okay, I need to do this, you know, and he kind of helps out. But he is so much fun in it, too. Like, he's just chewing up scenery and just acting his ass off in it. And hamming it up with that weird cowboy talk that he does, and which seems ridiculous, but it fits into the movie. Like, it just fits in with the situation really well.
Yeah, his scene at the end is one of the best things ever.
Yeah. It's such a... If people, like, are listening to this, it's still in theaters. Go watch it. Like, that's how you want to see this movie.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun when it comes out on iTunes and shit, but it's... This is a movie that you need to go watch in movie theaters.
Yeah, this is one of those ones where, like, this is what you, if you wait for movies to see them in theaters, like, this is what should bring you to the theater to watch it, because it's a spectacle to watch, but it's so big that makes
and it's funny.
Yeah.
And George makes the big gorilla makes inappropriate jokes.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
really,
yeah,
really?
To the Rock.
Does this?
He flips the Rock off at one point.
Yeah, Because he does sign language, right? Monkey sign language, right?
Right.
So, like,
but I don't think that I just wouldn't think that'd be part of it.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. It's like, that's how they get away with it. Mm-hmm. Like, he does it. And then, like, at one point, like, at the end, he's just like, he's looking at the rock and looking at the girl, and he's like, yeah. And I was like, holy shit! Like, you can't do that. This is and a kid. This is a family movie. And the rock's
all like, oh, come on, clean it. Like, he gets mad at him, but when the girl turns his head, he gives him a fist pump. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I highly recommend people go watch it in theaters.
Faux show.
All right. I would.
Faux show. Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. We'll run through this real quick, what we saw.
Yep.
So, Mike, we'll start with you since you were so apprehensive about it. What made you like this? What made you think better about this movie from this trailer than the past ones?
It describes it. It sets the tone a little bit better of what it's trying to be. On the previous ones, you just see so much chaos and crazy shit going on that you don't know, like, what, how did we get here? What's going on? Like, why? You know, like, why? Basically, this one gives you, this trailer sets, like I said, sets the tone a little bit better. It is set up more like a scary movie. You kind of get that feeling a little bit more with the new dinosaur monster thing that they made, mm-hmm. and why they're bringing Blue back into it, and what, you know, what purpose Blue is going to serve is to helping out, basically being like the other good guy, essentially. So whatever the new thing is they made is smaller than the last one they made, which is
Indominus.
I can't say that.
Indominus
Rex.
It's smaller than that one, but they reference it being the most dangerous thing to ever live.
Mm-hmm.
And it's much bigger. It looks like a roided up raptor.
Yeah.
But then when you see Blue next to it, you're like, oh, it's way bigger than Blue is. So it's like kind of in the middle between the raptors and the T-Rex in terms of size, but it moves like a raptor and it's got other crazy shit going on. And like I said, it does a better job of setting the tone and letting you know, no, this is a scary movie. It's more of a monster movie than a Jurassic Park movie.
Yes.
Because as much as Jurassic Park is, yes, you're dealing with monsters, it's not, you don't get that vibe that it's a monster movie. This one, you see the one creeping into the girl's room real slowly, and the little girl under her covers sitting there crying, and you see the teeth right there. That reminded me of Aliens, Alien, you know, with the, how it's right there, and it's the fucking gross slobber and stuff coming off the teeth.
Or even like, Aliens when she's hiding from it, and like,
oh yeah, and the tongue face part,
yeah, just comes in, you know,
right up next to it.
But also the part where it's towards the middle where the little girl's backing away from something, and there's like that dark cage, and all you see is
cross the red line,
yeah, and like the green black claw comes out, and it's got these gnarly fucking claws on it, and I was like, how many little girls are gonna die in this movie?
All of them.
Are you a quiet place in us? Are they all going to die? Like, no little kids are safe?
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. I brought him up again. That traumatized me. I'm just saying. I'll always reference that as anytime.
Yeah, and I'm still worried with like the change of pace in this movie, like if it's going to fit right. Because like that was the biggest thing I was worried about. I didn't want it to be weaponized dinosaurs and people having it. You know, like just the idea of that just seemed too 80s cartoon.
Dino Riders. That's what I'm trying to think of.
Like,
yeah.
I didn't want that. I didn't want that to happen at all. I would like it to happen in a different universe.
Okay, gotcha.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want Jurassic World to turn into that.
Jurassic World, Dino Riders.
Yeah, that's going to be hurtful for me. But this one seems... It makes the movie look a little bit smaller.
How about Jurassic Dino Riders?
Oh, no.
Damn it. No. Thought I had that one for sure.
But what are your thoughts on it? Like, what did you...
I'm super ready for this.
You've been super ready for it, though. Because you want to see that ridiculousness.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to see, like, the whole... I mean, I would like to see a Dino Riders movie, but I don't want to see Jurassic Park turn into a Dino Riders movie. But I do... I kind of wanted to see that whole, like... not militarized dinosaurs, like where they're wearing guns and shit, but like I'd want to see like
an armor.
Yeah, you know, like I want to see the dinosaurs being the weapon. Like they, like this seems to be kind of the thing. Like, hey, we're gonna sell this essentially genetically altered fucking killing machine, but it's not like we don't have a way to control this, right? So what we do is we sell you this big, like industrial size cage. We put this vicious anything eating creature in it, and then you drop it somewhere. When it lands, there's like one of them little pressure clips that just breaks off, the door opens up, and this thing runs through every living
and just kills
thing.
Everything.
And then you're like, oh cool, eventually that becomes that dinosaur's world.
Yeah.
And then when it sleeps one day, if it does sleep, we don't know yet, we're gonna trank the shit out of it, put it back in one of these cages, put one of the pressure clips back in it, raise it back up, sell that some bitch to somebody else, and let it kill another group of fucking people everywhere. That's the idea. I think that the whole thing about it. I don't know. If that's
I am just super excited for the T-Rex to make another big save at the end. Because if you have a Jurassic Park movie, you need T-Rex to make a big save at the end.
Yep.
And that actually looks like it's toward the beginning. But well, my favorite scene from this movie, this trailer, and I pointed out to them when we were watching earlier, is when that fucking sea one comes up behind in the wave, and I was like,
oh yeah, and the people are surfing,
and you see it eyeballing that one. I was like, oh,
and that one,
because you already see it
was the unknowingly good guy in the last one. I'm feeling like this one's gonna be an unknowingly bad guy.
You see the
one.
Helicopter with someone dangling, and it comes up and just snatches it right there.
The
whole like,
guy.
Yeah, it takes like that whole like that's the thing they do at SeaWorld with the Shamu and shit. You're like, oh, come get it, and he's like, rawr, you know, and that's not the sound that. That's what the Shamu makes, but
that's
in
the
my
sound
head,
this dinosaur sound. Makes in this movie.
Yeah,
but you see
it's
that
it's not very intimidating.
It comes
but
up,
it's very scary visually.
That's
why he never talks.
It makes up in
you're a dead man, Ramsey.
It makes up in like the actions, you know, in the physical size. But you see it like breach and eat that unfortunate human being on a line, and I'm hoping it grabs that whole thing and brings the helicopter down, because that's how my brain works, because I love that scene in Jurassic World where that crazy sumbitch fucking, oh, I'm gonna fly right into these things and then crashes down. I'm like, well, you're not gonna be the sequel there, so bye, billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
That's why billionaires don't fly the helicopter, that's why they get flown in the helicopter. Damn. But I just love that scene when you see it, like, I was like, oh, they just showed up the Meg.
Yeah.
And his eyeballs, you can see it headed towards like that one that's on the wave.
That one
I was
that's
like,
slightly separated from the rest of the group.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man.
That's shit your pants worthy.
Just like comes up to the edge, boop, and just swims away. And people are like,
what happened to Frank?
Hey, Frank. Frank. Yeah, he'll show up eventually as Dino Poop. But Star-Lord gets a attack Dino.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Him and Blue working together is a fun thing, as always.
Yeah.
Joe, I want to hear your thoughts, because you,
the hell is that?
Christ. You've been pretty on board with this movie from the first trailer, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
You didn't have like, all jokes aside, I loved the first one, or this one's first one, so much that I was almost really just like, just leave it alone. It's kind of a perfect movie for me. You liked the first one, but you didn't. You didn't like.
I wasn't in love with it. Like
you didn't get emotionally attached to it like I did.
Know.
Exactly.
Dino Boner.
So yeah, so I feel like you're more open to a sequel from the beginning than
Jurassic
I was.
Jurassic Park, more like Jurassic Pork.
I definitely am. My only concern was with right when the first one ended and we got the rumors that there was going to be a second one, exactly the same thing, that they were going to weaponize the dinosaurs, you know, type of thing. And so after this trailer, it explains more of what's going on. It's like, okay, that's good. It's not like...
It's a weaponized dinosaur, not a weaponized dinosaur.
Not a weaponized dinosaur where they're sticking guns and stuff on it, or like highly trained to, you know, sneak in, blah, blah, blah. This is literally just go kill these people.
Yeah.
And
hey,
but
we'll dump in the middle of this.
Even better, we're getting the other aspect of the millionaires that are the ones that go to the island to quote-unquote try and save the dinosaurs. And that explains why Chris Pratt's character and What's-Her-Name's character are there basically as support. And
because they're experts in the dinosaur world.
They're experts in the area.
Mm-hmm.
They help them to get all these dinosaurs off the island, and only to find out that they're just trying to sell them to the highest bidder. And that feels like something that would really happen.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
Faux show.
You know. So I'm on board. Because
rich people are evil.
I'm on board so far. You know, I think it'll be funny, just like the first one is. I mean, everything that Chris Pratt's in.
There was better jokes in this one,
too. This fucking line when he says, if I don't make it back, remember, you're the one who forced me to come here. Yeah. He's like, what? I was like...
He's like, just kidding, I'll be fine, as he's walking off.
Perfect Chris Pratt line. Star-Lord, you so funny.
I just hope that they don't force those two to fall in love again.
Yeah, I think that's why they're
gonna explain the breakup too.
The breakup was just it's so fuck. It was just stupid. That's another thing. That's one of the things I didn't like about the first one is that
love story felt very controlled.
It was forced. Yes, it was a very forced love story, and of course, you had to know that it wasn't gonna last, and of course it didn't.
Yeah, he's too good for her.
Right,
they're just two different people.
Opposites attract, Joe.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
This isn't a song.
It's like that one song. The cat.
It's also science.
No, it's not, actually.
The one song with the cat. It's the video with the cat. The cat's
listen,
not
the
actually...
cat no, sung the
he's,
song.
He's talking about, like, cat as in general. That cat. That guy.
No, that's not what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with Joe's.
Yep, he's not that cool
cat.
Whatever makes me seem less dumb in the situation, I want that answer.
Yeah, she was gonna have sex with that cat. That's weird. For two reasons. One, it's a cartoon. B, it's cat. I think I have those backwards, but I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah, you would.
Have sex with a cat?
Yeah.
No. No, I wouldn't.
That makes me worried. He would. There's way too many cats at this house.
At this point, it would have already happened, and it hasn't, so it's not going to happen.
Well, I meant like an anthropomorphized, you know,
like a cat. Pandora fucking yes, cat? Yes. Like from?
I don't mean
yeah, because like
I'd fuck one of those ones.
See?
Yeah.
I meant something like that. Like,
yeah, that like for sure. Cartoon, you wouldn't
like the cartoon cat. I didn't mean your actual cat.
Well, that's where you two went, you sickos.
No, because we both were going with the anthropomorphized cat.
No, that's not what he said. He said there's too many here. I'm worried.
Yeah, because like you, he thought I was talking about an actual cat.
When that's what I'm worried about.
I meant the one.
But yeah, I'd totally have sex with one of them avatar cats.
Yeah, knew it.
Well, so you're trying to tell me you wouldn't have sex with that fucking. Sigourney Weaver one?
Not saying I wouldn't.
It looked like Sigourney Weaver, but it was a cat.
Not saying I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would. You'd totally go balls deep on that thing. Not paws saying I deep, if you know what I mean.
Paws deep.
Yeah. Because they have paws. And he'd go deep in them. But, I mean, you'd have to have one of those sex braids, the genitalia braids, because they don't have the regular slits and stuff. They have mouths, though. You can use that.
Anyway.
Anyhow, Adam's over getting ready to throw up. I can't believe you guys fucking talk about this shit. Hey, it's in the name of the show. Comes naturally.
Oh, I know.
Emphasis on the comes. I said that to someone at work the other day, and they're like, I'm like,
oh, you know what happened.
Yeah, like, it's fine.
Three dudes get together and start talking.
Yeah.
Look, comes. Yep. Comes happens.
Yep. Comes naturally. Wink. Wink. I don't think you're supposed to say wink. I didn't say wink. I winked.
That's the noise it makes.
Yeah. Wink. I was making the sound effects. If the gear that ran my eyelid was squeaky, it would be like wink. Because everyone has a squeaky eyelid. That does sound very terrible, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
We got to talk about until...
Adam, anything you want to add?
Nope.
You want to... What are you most excited about the new Jurassic World movie?
That it's all on one island.
I don't think it is.
No? I thought it was in a small area.
I don't know.
Well, it starts on Jurassic World.
Well, that one giant sea monster dinosaur taking out that surfer is definitely not... I don't know.
Well, so it seems then,
a pretty public
take,
place to me.
Take place on a mainland?
I don't know. I didn't write it.
Huh?
If I did, we'll it would have title writers in it.
But also that it's super dark. It looks like a super dark movie.
Have you seen Rampage yet?
No, not yet.
Why not?
I don't go to movies.
Pussy.
That got right to the point. That, didn't
why are you scared of movies?
Did movies touch you when you were little?
Maybe. Ooh. Maybe a little bit.
In the heart.
With their movie dicks.
Stuck its movie dick in your heart.
Penetrating your, your heart cockles.
He said cockles. Because it sounded like cock.
Yeah.
Yes.
But he said movie penises.
Yes.
That makes me laugh because he like referred to cockles as like a thing that movie penises go in. He's bad anatomy too, but that's all right. It's funny.
This is what it is, dog.
It's a chair in space.
It's a space chair.
I can't wait for you to read that. It's going to be amazing.
I have it read by next week.
There's so many pop culture references in
it. I did it when I finally said that about Ready Player One.
He did do that. I mean, it did take us prodding him in all weekend for to do it.
Yeah,
it did happen.
No, it happened on my own. Fucks. No, because you asked me and I was like, I'm 50 pages in. You're like, bullshit. Tell me something that happened. I told you. You're like, all right, I guess you are 50 pages in.
Right. How was that movie? Just real quick.
You haven't seen it yet?
I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen movies. Do you listen to this
fucking podcast? We did a whole goddamn episode.
He does not. No, I don't.
Listen to this podcast. I barely
do anything but work and homework.
Well, you have homework now. Listen to this podcast.
No, Ready Player One was fantastic.
Okay.
You read the book, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to love the movie. Even though it's weird that I say this, but they changed pretty much everything.
That's what it looked like. But
kept it close enough, or it kept the vibe of it the same, the feeling, the overall.
They changed everything.
Well, I mean, like in terms of like the challenges and stuff like that.
They made it fresh and new, and also not have to make it, you know, 40 hours long. Which I would have sat there for.
Oh yeah, like, yeah, for sure.
No, that's cool. I'll piss my pants.
This is one of the ones where I can't wait for it to come out on iTunes so I could pause it and look at the background for everything, because there's so much crazy. This thing better
have some really good special features. I'm fucking pissed.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a back behind the scenes thing. Oh, great. What are the digital characters I get to watch you make? How about you showing us stuff you hid in there, you fuckers?
This is the green screen we use.
this is the van we put him in. I will murder all of you. Show me hidden stuff. Not stuff I don't give two shits about. See, what we did is we took these Oakley glasses. No! No! You give me actual Easter eggs.
We based it off the Oculus Rift.
I will punch you in the dicks. Hey, speaking of which, did you know that omnidirectional treadmill thing is a real thing in real life?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's been around for a while. That's fucking
rad, dude. I was like, what?
Yeah, it's been around for a while.
I've seen those things where you wear the slippy shoes and you're like standing in the thing, and you're in a harness that moves you around.
Oh,
this
no.
is like an actually like multiple directional like treadmill. I was like, this is fucking rad.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I did not know that was a thing.
Super expensive.
Yeah, it would look like it was super expensive. It also looked like it was built into something. It wasn't just like something you move in and sit there. It was like, hey, this is where it's gonna be at because it's permanent.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, speaking of permanent. Because naturally, we are
Joe,
Mike.
I am Cody. Once again, we were joined by
Adam.
There you go. I didn't say it for him. And as usual, you fuckers just came naturally.
Yeah.
Mike, say it.
Buttercum?